Okay, let's talk about the auditor's code. The auditor's code is a moral code. There are two codes used in the field of Scientology. One of these is a moral code and the other is an ethical code. Scientology, to that degree, has the conditions of a civilization. If you look through Scientology, it has nearly every condition of civilization. And these conditions are extremely important to an auditor. Because people are going to want to know exactly how a Scientologist is expected to behave so that they can have some faith in him. They want to know, is he a civilized being or not? The reason they want to know this is because in the field of healing, they have not been used to civilized beings. There have never been civilized beings in the field of healing. I don't know what it requires actually to stand in there and butcher people, knowing you can't make them well or knowing there's only the foggiest chance. But it doesn't take a civilized person. It takes somebody who is pretty badly crusted over. Well, the public at large has become indoctrinated into a callousness in the field of healing. Scientology would move forward with only a third of its effectiveness if it moved forward with its actual civilized attitude toward existence. It is, rather than demonstrates, it is a civilization in that it has a moral code, an ethical code, and it has, as well as that, an agreed upon conduct. That is just a general agreed upon conduct. It also has agreed upon certain data in connection with existence. It has agreed upon what's good and what's evil. And it's agreed as well on something that practically nobody has ever agreed on before. There must be no confusion. This is it agreed upon. We do not recognize the existence of a mystery. And that is a fantastic thing for any organization to move out with. We do not recognize the existence of an unsolvable problem or a chaos, which is cannot be handled one way or the other. Well, this is startling in itself. But let's see how we began and where this auditor's code, which I started to talk to you about, came from. In training the first few people in Dianetics, it became apparent that there were certain things that they were doing which were destructive to the state of case of their preclears. And looking over these things, it seemed necessary to bring them sharply to their attention. Hence the auditor's code.